Our speaker for the next three sessions will be Seth Meeks. Seth is a youth pastor from Open Door Church in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Seth has been coming to Fort for the last 9 years with his youth group, and he's the kind of guy that we like bringing kids to camp because he has a heart for their heart, and we thought it would be great to have Seth speak this week. So Seth, come on up and introduce us to your family and tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk about.
Hi, guys. I'm going to embarrass my wife and my kids one time, and I won't embarrass them again. Again, my name is Seth Meeks. This is my wife, Anya. There you go. And then I got five kids. Nate, he's 11. Judah, give me a hand. All right. He's 9. Ezra, he's 7. Selah is 5. And Willow is 2. It's a joy to be with you guys. This is probably one of my favorite places in the world to be. Just a few things. Again, been at the church for 9 years. Have a really awesome relationship with the other pastors, and we have a really cool situation there. One of the reasons I love coming up here is because I love fishing. Fishing, motorcycling, and softball. Those are the things I really love getting into. So if you're a motorcyclist, you want to talk, we can talk anytime this weekend, or fishing, or that kind of stuff. So definitely want to be available to you guys this weekend. My goal this weekend is actually to be shockingly simple. Like, not just simple, shockingly simple. Can you guys handle shockingly simple? Okay, so my goal is this. We'll discover tools together, because these are tools that I've used in my life. Tools together as a family that young guys can understand, and guys without hair can understand too, okay? And we're hoping to grow together. The goal here is, as we spend time together, you're gonna see the room set up differently at each session. So don't hang on to your seats. No ownership of seats. Everybody's going to get moved around a little bit, okay? We're going to be setting up the room differently. We're going to give you guys stuff to look at, different things to experience a little bit. If you're kind of one of those people who doesn't like to get involved, that's okay. We're not going to force you to get involved. But just different things to experience, to write down, and then actually after our sessions, you guys have our opportunity. If you're a talk it out type family, we'll give you stuff to take out and walk out and talk about together. Okay? The three areas that we're going to be talking about is your family's three greatest, your greatest enemy, that's tomorrow morning, your family's greatest gift, that's on Sunday morning, and your family's greatest resource. And the goal is, as we leave here this weekend, you guys are healthier than what you came in. You guys have more tools to walk out of here with. The basis of what we're going to be talking about is, obviously, it's scripture, okay? But some of the pictures and the diagrams come from a Christian ministry called Victorious Christian Living. Has anybody ever heard of Victorious Christian Living? So this will be new to you guys, okay? In short, I grew up on it. My mom is a Christian counselor, and I was one of those kids that grew up on it. Mom, I don't want to hear this anymore. Mom, I don't want to hear this anymore. And when I became an adult, I realized how powerful these principles are. So what I'm going to do is, as we teach these sessions, a setup tomorrow, we're going to have a table out. They're just resources, because Victorious Christian Living has established a discipleship material on 7 areas of life. And we're going to cover the very first area, which is the spiritual area of life. But beyond that, you'll see books set out there. Basically, my church has paid $7 a piece. Therefore, they cost you $7. If God is speaking to you and God is using this in your life and you don't have the money, run away with the book, okay? Just give if you can. If you can't, run away with the book. My church would love to be able to resource you guys with this stuff. So the goal is that we grow together. Throughout our time, again, I am not a lecturer, and everybody just listen to me. You got questions, let's bring them out. Let's talk it through, okay? And throughout the time, you guys can definitely interrupt me and stop me at any given point in the weekend, okay? With that, thank you for the privilege of letting me speak with you guys this weekend.
So what I'd like to do is pray for Seth as he's going to be teaching, and then I'd like to pray for our weekend that God would bless it. So let's go to prayer. Father, thank you so much for Seth. Thank you for his gifts that you've put into his heart. and the impact that he's had in his church with the youth there and the impact that he's had here at Fort Wilderness. So I pray a special blessing on him as he brings forth the things that you've put on his heart to share with us this weekend. So I pray that you would bless him heartily, give him the words to say, give him complete freedom to bring forth the message that you have for us. I pray for this weekend that we would have safety. I pray that you'd protect us from any storms and that we would just have a great weekend together as a family and as a group of people here at Fort Wilderness. So we give you the rest of our weekend. We pray that you'll bless it, for we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.